One More Turn. Episode 1208. What Comes Next?
There's more to it than that.
Oh? You're running this conversation now, are you? Try me. Yourself, even.
Don't like that the part of my mind I represent is taking the conch from yours.
The only people who survived long enough to know that reference in Lord of the Flies were children. You're not one of them.
That's not the...
That might be the shortest time you lost control of a conversation in your life. Ironic it was from yourself.
Thanks, Alanis.
Must that word reference that song?
As sure as maybe references.
Save your patriotism for standing on guard for the anthem and after you save yourself.
None of those other people you mentioned said goodbye to me, you know. Huh. I know.
Not everything is about you.
Really now?
Did you make any effort to say goodbye to any of them yourself?
They left. They chose to. That's on them.
If you cared so much for them, why didn't you make an effort to say goodbye regardless?
Is that why I didn't say goodbye to Caden? That was uncalled for. You lost him too.
By whose measure? This space is limited and only accessible by you, yourself, and...
I don't remember much about the last time Caleb and I spoke.
Well, that speaks volumes.
The last time I spoke to Gary was shortly after Max and Nora's twins were born.
That's the way you tell yourself? Yes. You're sassing yourself now. Well done. You do realize Gary didn't leave town until more than a year later. That also speaks volumes.
Is there a point in there?
You can't read your own mind to tell you that. Lawyering is harder than you thought.
Not again with asking questions you already know the answer to. Must that term come up around here too?
Apparently. You tell me.
Caden was less annoying when he was alive than you are. Who would have thought?
The last thing you said to Jacob was that he was absurd.
Almost as much as this conversation still. But wait, that's not...
Actually, the last thing you said to Jacob? Good. You can stop lying to yourself. Yes, I'm disappointed in you too. No one else was around to hear me say that. Worse, you won't even remember when you leave this place, with or without your mortar shell to return to.
The last thing Jacob and I discussed was inconsequential.
You told him you were wrong to dismiss him as being irrelevant, only for him to turn around and decide you weren't relevant enough to stick around? Sounds consequential.
That wasn't about me.
Such self-realization here. Wait, then that would, in fact, make it about you.
Before Carson left the first time, he had just finished calling me a jackass.
More like agreeing with Caleb, that's what you were. But you're right. Technically.
The best kind of true.
As you heard Bella say on more than one occasion.
Then there's Riley.
Who yourself has said on more than one occasion to yourself, anyway.
Nothing's getting by you. Me. Me? Me.
That was trippy. Maybe you didn't know. But you wouldn't know because you're you.
You are also me.
If I look in the mirror and I do not see myself, does that make me unique?
We are all unique. Caden certainly was.
Yes, your post-traumatic stress disorder treatment should reflect this. Spare yourself the look. If you can't even name the condition, how can you face it?
I'd rather talk about Riley.
Dealing with that would help you deal with this. So all right, let's have it.
Maybe I'd rather not.
Okay, consider this. If Avery had been willing to let Caden know that she was sleeping with the other, would she have invited you to have a threesome?
Maybe I would rather deal with it after all. I don't need you, me, sounding like Caleb too.
You were your parents' ticket to parenthood. But when Riley came around, you found yourself downgraded from business to economy class. She was the priority, the preference. And then you were expected to be that for her after they died in an accident.
I didn't witness that.
No, you didn't. Riley didn't. Nobody did. At least nobody who survived. They may have overlooked you far too often, but they never neglected you. Second fiddle is still a place in the orchestra, after all. You still feel guilty for not having been there because you could have done something to help. Something so Riley wouldn't become a burden.
You've got a job. She's got a partner. She could have kids of her own someday.
If she wants, as far as you know. She's got all that despite having little common sense.
Well, she and Caleb did find each other. She's his problem now.
Calling her a problem implies that... Calling her a problem, implying she needs to be looked after by him, speaks volumes.
Not all volumes are loud.
You barely got a job. You don't have a partner anymore, again. You're not in a position to have kids of your own, and you know you want them.
I'd settle for one.
Settle. Just what any child would want to hear from a parent.
That's what my birth parents did with Caden.
You've got a good relationship with them now. Almost as good as it was with Garrison.
Garrison's got Garibaldi, so leave him, them, out of this.
What you really want to add is that you wouldn't have any relationship with your birth parents if Caden hadn't died. Or that's what you think. You can never know for sure.
What I do know is I want to keep living in the life that I know.
Then I suggest you fight just as hard, if not harder, for your life now as your doctors are. That means you need to wake up, and wake up means to leave this place. But before you go, take this as a chance to say goodbye to who I look and kind of sound like.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
But I want you to know why I've been spending more time than I need to here. It's not just because of my divorcing Carson.
I know. It's like you said last year. You've been dealing with daddy abandonment, uncle detainment, ex-lover.
Max, I'm gonna have to stop you right there.
Sorry. Too much detail?